Blog Talk Radio.
I want to go ahead and welcome everyone to Focus with Pastor Smith. This is where you will experience inward renewal with the retooled mind. I am your host, Pastor Hamill Smith, and you're listening to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Today's topic is going to be freedom, and this is where we're going to speak pretty much mainly about how you can become free off of exactly what you want to become free off of. Many people come to church every Sunday. You know, they get hyped, and they feel the chain is off, but somehow between here and the house, it re-snaps, and they're right back where they started. They know God is able. They believe in God. They heard all the messages, but what is wrong? How is it that we can't keep the marriage together? How is it that I can't be a successful single? How is it that I have to be depressed and have to go to bed early so I don't have to think about how miserable my day has been? Why is it that I need a pill to get up in the morning, a pill to put me to sleep at night? Why is it after paying dollars to the psychologist, the psychiatrist, I'm still chained? Well, in order to be set free, you must know that you're a hostage. In order to break the chain, you must know that you're in one. In order to be free, you must recognize your slavery condition. So here's the thing, family. God can only help folks who know what's wrong. So what is wrong? Why are so many good people, you and me, hounded day in and day out with, we just call it mess? It comes in all different shapes and sizes, but it's just mess. You could go ahead and interpret it in your own situation. It's mess. Now, in order to understand what's wrong, I want to call your attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Once again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. The nature of the problem. Let me say that one more time. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, for those who have just tuned in, the nature of the problem. It says, "But I am afraid the serpent who deceived Eve by his craftiness deceives your minds, and you are led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." I'm going to read that one more time. It says, "But I am afraid the serpent who deceived Eve by his craftiness has deceived your minds, and you are led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." Once again, for those of you guys who are just tuning in, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. He is concerned that these Christians living in Corinth have been duped. How has the serpent deceived? It says, "I am concerned that the serpent has coiled itself up around your mind." Now, why is he concerned that the snake has gotten the mind? Because here's the thing, whoever owns the mind owns the feet. Many people try to fix the mess by addressing the mess, and the snake is wrapped around the mind. So if you don't get him off the mind, you're not addressing what's causing the mess. And it dawned on me, a lot of people are trying to change their circumstances, better their marriage, get out of their problem without fixing the mind. So we've got to get the snake off of the mind in order to fix his effect in the life. He says, which is Paul, "Like the serpent who deceived Eve." Now let's allow this to make a little bit of sense. Eve lived thousands of years before Paul ever wrote this letter to the Corinthian church. But he says, the same snake that deceived Eve is messing with you folk today. Now follow me, family. How does Satan do this? How does he do it? He tells Eve, let's go back in Genesis 3, he spends five verses telling her why she don't have to pay attention to God. He tells her God is jealous. God's closing out on you. He tells her you don't have to do it his way. You're your own boss. He messes with her mind. Satan's method of deception is to give you his thoughts in your mind until you adopt them as your thoughts. See, what Satan does is he pumps your mind with his ideas until you think they are your ideas, because once they are your ideas, I got you. He tells this lady, you don't need God, you can make it, you can make it, you can be independent, listen to me, girlfriend, listen to me, girlfriend. And in verse 6 of Genesis, he says, we read, when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and when the woman saw it was desirable to make one wise, she ate. In other words, when his idea became hers, became her idea, she was now addicted. But it wasn't her idea in the first place to eat the tree. It was his idea to tell her why she needed to eat the tree, but she adopted the idea and it became her idea. Satan has deceived many of us today because he's told us his idea is so wrong that we believe is our idea. And so we say, I can't. I can't get over this habit. Whose idea is that? I can't save my marriage. Whose idea is that? I can't control my temper. Whose idea is that? You say, well, it's my idea because I can't, because I know I can't. It's only your idea by adoption, not by origination. God will never give you that idea. God will never give you an idea that you have to be an addict for the rest of your life. God will never give you the idea divorce is the only way out. God will never give you an idea that I have to go to bed depressed and pop pills for the rest of my life. God will never give you an idea that you have to be defeated. God will never give you that idea. So if it's not your idea, where did it originate? Once he takes his idea and make it your idea, then that is what the Bible calls a stronghold. It's like a python wrapping itself around your mind and then stretching out so that you can't take it off. It's locked itself into the gear, and the python says, I am not going anywhere. And because the python, the serpent, wraps himself around your mind and then stretches out because you can't get it off, you think it's you. Hallelujah. You think it's you. When it's not you by origination, it's only you by adoption. You have to adopt the idea that he hands you. But once he makes it your idea, then you're not thinking about him anymore because it's you. Once he had her mind, he got her emotions. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food and was a delight to make one wise, that's do with your feelings, delight, how I feel about something or someone. How many times have you said, I don't feel like I can make it, or I don't feel like I can fix it, or I don't feel like there's any way out, or I don't feel like we can save this marriage, or I don't feel like going on anymore, or I don't feel like living. But the only reason you don't feel that is because you don't think that. The only reason you feel what you feel is because you think what you think, because your feelings are always tied to your thoughts. But if the python has got your mind, he now has your emotions. And the problem is emotions are hard to shake because what you feel is what you feel. May be wrong, but you feel it. I feel like I got to get a shot in my arm. I feel like I got to cuss or I'm a bust. I feel like I got to get out of this relationship. Now, those feelings are real, but they're based on serpentine thoughts. It's the serpent that has locked himself around your mind and has made you a hostage, has turned the thought into your thoughts so you feel there's no way to get out of it. And once you feel it, you'll do it. Because it says, once she felt it and delighted, she ate. Once Satan has caught himself up around your mind, so your thoughts, or so that your emotions which gave you the thought that you have adopted as your own, then your feet execute what your emotions feel because your mind says, I can't help it. If you come to me to help you with your problem, or I come to you and I can't get that python out of there, I haven't helped you. Satan told David, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 29, verse 1, number the people, David. And David said, oh, why don't I number the people today? God had forbidden him from numbering the people, like eating the food. But the Bible says Satan whispered in his ear, David, number the people today. And when he did it, the Bible says God was hot with David because he numbered the people against his will. and God slew thousands that day. I'm going to leave you with one more, then we're going to go to commercial break. The Bible says in John chapter 13, verse 2, the devil told Judas, why don't you go tell them where Jesus is and get the money, 30 shekels of silver. Judas says, why don't I get up now and tell them where Jesus is and make me some fast money? Judas thought it was his thought, but it was his thought by adoption, not by origination. But the Bible says Satan told Judas to do it. We're going to go ahead and take a break and go ahead to commercial break. I just want to speak to you about this one beautiful publishing company that's going on right now. It's called, and if I'm pronouncing this wrong, charge it to my head, not my heart, Mahaji Publishing, okay? And I'm probably saying that wrong. It's called Mahaji Publishing, okay? And what they specialize in, editing books, publishing books. They specialize in making sure your book gets out right. If you want to learn more about that, feel free to check it out. It's Majarian Publishing, PubliShing.com. Feel free to check it out. It's your boy, Pastor Smith here. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And amen. If there's anybody on the line who would like to call in at this time, the phone number is 1-646-478-5323. If you would like to discuss exactly what we are talking about right here, feel free to press 1, and you'll be right on line with me, and we can talk about what we're talking about right here, okay? I'll give you guys a couple seconds to do that. Go ahead and press 1. Once again, the phone number is 1-646-478-5323. Press 1 if you would like to talk. God bless you. Okay. Well, let me just do a backtrack for those of you guys who just joined in. We're talking about freedom, and we're talking about adopting the thought of Satan against our original thought of living for Christ. Okay? Let me keep going here. You know, Peter told Jesus, you're not going to the cross. Jesus told Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. That's not you talking, Peter. That's not you. That's coming from you because you've adopted the thought of the enemy. Now, do you think Peter is there thinking, devil, tell me something that I can tell Jesus right now? No. He came in and disguised his thoughts because the very thing he tells you are the things he wants himself. He told Eve, you'll be like God. Now, remember, what did he tell himself when he was an archangel? I want to be like the Most High. He tells you his thoughts because when his thoughts become your thoughts, we've got Siamese twins in the house. Satan says, you can't help it. God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. How come the can't help it wins? Because it's disguised as my thoughts. When we do with God's thoughts what we do with Satan's thoughts, we do the I can's instead of the I can'ts. See, he turns the thought into a stronghold. He captivates your emotion, and he gets you to operate his way instead of God's way to fix a problem. Let me tell you something, family. The worst thing you can do in quicksand is try to save yourself. I'm going to say that one more time because I know some of y'all missed it. The worst thing you can do in quicksand is try to save yourself, because the more you fight to save yourself, the quicker you're going under. There's only one way to get out of quicksand, and that is somebody has to pull you out. And the Bible says Satan is the father of lies. Now, you can't be a father unless you got kids. So if he's the father of lies, he got a lot of little children around here who's parroting his information. He's got a mother and a father telling the kid, you're never going to be nothing. You're never going to amount to anything. You're no good. You're nothing. And because Satan has produced that in the parents, and the parents has produced that in the child comes up believing the lie of the parent that was delivered by Satan. So they think, I'll never be anything. Anybody listening right now, ever been lied on by the devil, and it came through your parents or your friends? Because he's the father of lies, so that means he got kids running around here parroting his information. Let me ask you a question. What was the result of this deception? When he deceived Eve, what happened? Everything that Adam and Eve needed before they sinned, they had. When Adam woke up after God made him out of clay and breathed in him the breath of life and then made Eve, he didn't have to worry about where his food was coming from. When God made Adam, he didn't have to worry about where his wife was. He didn't worry about being alone. He didn't worry about insecurity, fear, self-esteem. He had none of those worries. Why? Because all of those were taken care of by God in advance. Everything was gifted by God, or to put it another way, God was his sufficiency. If he needed something, all he had to do was talk to God about it, because God had already covered the bases, because God was his sufficiency. When Satan duped them, and yes, they were duped, and God was no longer their sufficiency, they had to make it on their own. And a lot of us listening right now, a lot of us in the world right now, a lot of us in the church right now are trying to make it on our own and wonder why we're not making it. And here it is, because God is not our sufficiency. We're self-employed. And what happened when they became self-employed? Everything they had, they lost. They had a relationship with God. But spiritually, when they became self-sufficient, they lost their relationship with God. They lost their ability to communicate with Him. They were not only affected spiritually, they were affected physically, because before they were self-sufficient, they were healthy, and they were going to live forever. But the moment they became independent, sickness and death was the result. Before they were independent of God, they had a happy marriage, they were getting along, they were getting it on. Once they became self-sufficient and independent from God, guess what happened? They started fighting. And the curse was, I will put enmity between you and the woman. You're going to fight like cats and dogs. And you say things like, no, you don't understand. We have different personalities. See, here's the thing. You had different personalities when you met. See, the problem is not different personalities. The problem is Satan has caught himself up around your mind and told you, can't we all just get along? He has caught himself and he has told you this can't work. And you bought it, adopted his thought as your thought, so you get the fulfillment of your thought that was really his thought, so you can fulfill his will of you not having a happy family. He lied to you and you bought it. We're told in the scriptures, he says in verse 10, I heard your sound, God, in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. I was scared to death. Fear does not come from God. God does not give us a spirit of fear. That did not come from God, but the devil's been telling us so long that we believe it, we adopt it, and then we blame God for it when he had nothing to do with it. Psychology is a study of the soul. Your soul is your personality. It's made up of your mind, how you think, your will, how you choose, your emotions, how you feel. Psychologist's job is to uncover why you are the way you are from your personality. What happened? What happened to them? Psychologically, they got depressed. The Bible said God had to ask Cain, "How come you depressed today?" They not only got depressed, they got confused. They didn't know which way to go. Before the fall, they could only make one mistake: eat the tree. And the other choice they made would have been a good one, because there's only one thing they couldn't do, and that was eat the tree. So they can only make one bad decision. Wouldn't your life be so nice if you could only make one bad decision? Anybody listening right now on their thousandth bad decision? But the moment they ate of the tree and became self-sufficient, now they have to deal with good and evil. They have to make an evaluation of everything they face. In other words, life got confusing. And I'm about to open up the line in a second. In about 1 minute exactly, I'm opening up the line at 8:50 to hear what y'all got to say about this. See, they have to make an evaluation. I'm going to repeat myself real quick. In other words, it got confusing for them. I don't know whether I should go left or right. I don't know if I should work here or there. I don't know if I should marry him or her. I don't know what to do. So life got confusing because Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that I'm afraid. friends, family, peeps, and peepettes, that Satan has taken you away from the simplicity of following Christ. Life is a lot simpler when God is in charge. Jesus says, I've come to destroy all the works of the devil. I've come to put him out of business in your life. See, God set a purchase plan to purchase you out of your problem. See, some of us here today are like hamsters. Some of us listening right now, we're like hamsters. A hamster looks outside that glass and sees freedom, and guess what the hamster does? It gets on the wheel. Let's get here, open up that line. Press 1 if you want to talk. Press 1. I'll give you guys about 30 seconds. Press 1. Nobody want to talk? I see y'all listening. Y'all don't want to talk? All right, I'll keep going. Some of us here today are like hamsters. A hamster looks outside that glass and sees freedom. Guess what the hamster does? That hamster gets on the wheel. That hamster sees freedom. There's freedom out there. Let me run to it. Hamster looks. It's not getting anywhere. So what it thinks is, let me run faster. I'm still not getting anywhere. Let me sprint. And an hour later, it's still in the same spot. Many of us have been trying to break that habit of yours. You've been trying to break a habit, and you're still in the same spot. 5 years later, you're still in the same spot. 10 years later, you're still in the same spot. You made a New Year's resolution. You said, I'm going to quit this. I'm not going to do this anymore. And after 1 week, you're still in the same spot. You go on vacation to save your marriage, and you're broke, and you're still in the same spot. Why? Because you used the wrong method. You thought by your human effort of running, you thought by your human effort of vacationing, you thought by your human playing of the power of positive thinking, you thought, if I can do that long enough, I will be free. And you discover yourself, you are a slave. You're a slave. The only way for a hamster to find freedom, and you're not going to believe this, the only way for a hamster to find freedom is its owner has got to reach inside of the cage and lift it out of there. Somebody bigger than that hamster has to take it over. So in other words, until Jesus Christ gets inside and takes control of your life, you're not going very far. You can try, you can run, you can plan, but until Jesus Christ takes control of the wheel, you're not going everywhere. You're not going anywhere. He drives your life from the inside, not from you're pushing him and pulling him from the outside. I'm just going to go ahead and read the scripture one more time. And if anybody's on the line right now would like to expound on this scripture, please feel free to press 1. And, let's divulge in this together, because I would love to learn from you also. It's not just me here speaking. I would love to learn from you and get your revelation on this scripture. Once again, the scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, the nature of the problem. And it goes ahead and says, but I'm afraid the serpent who has deceived Eve by his craftiness deceives your minds, and you are led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Go ahead and press 1 for all of you guys listening right now. For those of you guys who would like to tune in to what we're talking about right now, the phone number is 1-646-478-5323. Go ahead and press 1 and state your name. I'll give you guys about 5 seconds. Go ahead now. Oh, y'all quiet. Y'all quiet. Okay, I'll keep going. Again, you know, so the reason I read that scripture is because there are things in life, right, that we got to get over. None of us have made it. None of us have arrived. None of us have become I am. None of us are the great I am. So Paul, who personally is the greatest apostle in the New Testament, is concerned that these Christians living in Corinth have been duped. They've been duped. He's saying he's concerned that the serpent has closed up around your mind. Now, what in your mind are you trying to get out of? What in your mind are you trying to break free of? Makes me think right here, right now, that there's things that I would love to get to break free of. There's things that I would love to get out of. But see, here's the thing, right? We go to the psychologist and the psychiatrist, and so many people, they're trying to fix the mess by addressing the mess, and you can't do that. And that snake is wrapped around your mind. So we got to get him off the mind, family. If you're trying to go to deeper levels in him, if you're trying to go to deeper to deeper dimensions in him, you got to get him. We got to get him wrapped. We got to get him from around the mind, because if we don't get him off the mind, we're not addressing what's causing the mess. And no matter how much we try to change our circumstances, no matter how much we try to change our circumstances, no matter how much we try to change our situations, our problems, we're not going anywhere until we focus right here on the scripture right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. And Paul is telling you something that happened years ago. Paul is telling you something that happened thousands of years ago. And I'm telling you something that could free your life, that could break you free out of bondage. Now, our pride, our ego, our self-confidence, our self-esteem is going to get in line with us and say, I'm not in bondage. I'm good. I'm all right. Bottom line, you could live a life full of love. You could live a life full of prosperity. You could live a life full of God's will for your life, and not allow Satan to pump your mind with his ideas. Because once he pumps your mind full of his ideas, let me tell you something. I like to call him Old Broke Foot. Old Broke Foot. Okay? Once he pumps his mind full of your ideas, and, you know, we think that they are our ideas, he got us. He got us. He got us. Remember, they were once independent. It was independent. You know what I'm saying? They had God. God always wants you to remember that you are a subordinate. You are not living here by yourself. And Satan continues to deceive us. He continues to deceive us today because he's telling us his idea. And we sit back and we say that we can't do this and we can't do that. And I can't stop smoking cigarettes, and I can't stop smoking weed, and I can't stop cussing, and I can't stop lying, and I can't stop manipulating. But the bottom line is, that's Satan's idea. That's Satan's idea, honey. That's not your idea. God never gave you that. God never gave you that. So with this first show, I just want you to think, where are you at in your spiritual walk? Where are you going in your spiritual journey? What are your shortcomings? And you don't have to get online and state your name and answer this right now. Think of it for yourself. Think of it. Think where you're going with this thing. Think how you feel about what I'm saying to you right now. Because how you feel will determine where you're going. Okay. Once again, we have about 3 minutes right now. If anybody wants to talk, go ahead and press 1, and feel free to join in on the conversation. Call, you on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, how you doing? Yes, I can. What's your name?
It's Myrna.
Hey, Myrna, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Thank you for all that you're sharing with us. Good word.
Okay.
And, you know, one of the things that resonated with me as I'm listening to you talk about the adversary, and when you recognize his voice in your head, when you recognize his lies, and that's something that I have experienced, and freedom is being able to recognize that false voice in your head, and that's freedom because you know that voice is not good for you, and it's full of lies, and things that things have been amplified to the 10th degree, you know, making things seem worse than they are. All of that, I recognize, wow, all of that worrying and that fear. And the fear comes from not knowing. And we may not know. There are times, there are things that we are not supposed to know. That's where faith comes in. But all of those things just come to my mind as I'm listening to you talk about the adversary, his tricks, and how that affects us, how we can let that impact us. So thank you for that.
Amen, amen. I thank you so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts on what we're speaking about tonight. Absolutely. A lot of times, you know, we get fortified, and a lot of times, you know, we don't even know sometimes that the enemy's trying to come at us and trick us, if you get what I'm saying, or trying to give us his thought. What do you think is the best way to combat that, to combat the trick of the enemy? In closing.
Relationship with Jesus, prayer, his word, meditating
Amen.
On that word, hiding that word in your heart. And because when those thoughts are going to come, and when they come, what do you do with that? How do you combat that? With the word of God. You fight, you fight with the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. For me, that helps.
Amen. Amen. Ms. Myrna, I thank you so much for calling in. I'm getting ready to close the show now. You can reach Hanef. Hanef, it's SimplyHaneef network. God bless you. Once again, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Amen. Take care. Wonderful family. So once again, you've just heard from Pastor Smith on the Simply Haneef Network. We thank all of you who called in. We thank all of you who were just listening in. Thanks to my team for encouraging me to continue to do this or to begin to do this again. And we all love you. God bless you. Bye bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Haneef Radio Show, the place to fill your mind, body, and soul. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's be mindful of our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so you may be the only God someone